Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to A Moment in God's Word podcast. We come on every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us live on Facebook. Christ MC, Dr. Darlene Smith. Amen. And you can check out the replay on iTunes. All our past podcasts. Also, YouTube, Pastor Darlene Smith. Amen. Invite someone in. We're going into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Invite someone in. Because there could be something said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. Hallelujah. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It's an honor to come before you. Greetings, grace, and peace be unto you. It's an honor to come before you with a precious word of God. His word is precious. Amen. The Bible let us know in St. John 6 and 63, the latter clause of it. It says, my word is spirit. And it is life. Come on in and receive a life-changing word through the word of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, then. And before we get started, amen, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for another day. Another day to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory that is due you. Lord God, have your way in our lives. Get the glory out of our lives. Not our will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, I'm just asking you to bless everyone that comes onto this podcast. Allow something to be said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. And that we all might be strengthened, helped, and even delivered in the name of Jesus. We honor you on today. We give you the praise. Come on, let's pray, family. Come on, let's pray. We honor you on today. Have your precious way in our lives. Lord God, we look around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's destruction and hurricanes and wars and rumors of wars, but we realize that you are yet God, and besides you, there's no other. You're sovereign, you're in control. Hallelujah! It doesn't matter who's in the White House, you're the King of Kings, you're the Lord of Lords. Have your way in the name of Jesus. And Father God in heaven, we declare your word. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation. Hallelujah. In our lives. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. We're standing on your word. And you said in your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. To cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you, Lord God, for being the bishop of our soul. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Hallelujah. We can come to you anytime, any day. Hallelujah. All day. You are sovereign and you're there for us. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for choosing us to be part of your purpose and your plan. In Jesus' mighty name is my prayer. Lord God, bless us. Allow something to be said that would encourage our hearts in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And the people of God says, amen, amen. All right, we're going before the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Hey, my help is in the Lord, y'all. All right, now, the subject on today is coming from St. John, chapter 16. Yeah, glory. St. John, chapter 16. Very familiar scripture. St. John, chapter 16, and verse 33. And this says like this: "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Woo, that is powerful. I can rest on that. I don't know about you, but I can rest on that. Let me read it to you and you hear us again. St. John 6 and 33. St. John 6 and 33. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall," shall, no doubt, "you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. You can rejoice in that. Hallelujah. If we are in him, hallelujah, he living inside of us, if he have overcome, we are overcomers too. We have received the victory because we're in him. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the word that he says, he rose up on the third day with all power of heaven and earth. It was in his hands. We are in his hands. He has given us the power. The subject on today is simply this: adversities of life. Adversities of life. This is Jesus speaking. It's in red. He lets us know that in this world we will have tribulation. There will be adversity. There will be adversity. You may say, what is adversities? What is adversity? Adversities are difficulties. That's what it is. Mama used to say, Mother Smith would say, it is simply unfavorable situations. That's what she said. Lord God, deliver us from unfavorable situations. My God. Adversities of life. Jesus let us know you can expect it. You can't go around it. Hallelujah. There will be adversities. There will be valleys. Hallelujah. But thank God that he's the lily of the valley. Hallelujah. Job says it like this: "Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble." Hallelujah. Full of trouble. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but it be times in my life that I get one situation handled, and then before I know it, another one pops up. Oh, but I love what the Lord said. The latter clause of our scripture on today: be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Yay. He says, "I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. We're followers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And if we follow the pattern, hallelujah, if we follow him, oh yeah, we overcome us too. The Bible lets us know that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. More than. Before we even get into the ring to fight, we have already won. I love the scripture, and a lot of people was reading this scripture practically every day, along with 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. This is scripture that we find ourselves reading every day, especially doing 2020. Psalms 91 and 1. "He that dwells in the secret place." Get in the place. If I had another subject on the day, it would be like, get in the place. Hallelujah. In the secret place. Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. The mighty God. I want to encourage you on today. Don't run from adversities. Don't run from adversities. The Bible even lets us know. He says, resist the devil and let him flee. Don't run from adversities. Run to God. Hallelujah. Run to God. Not running from adversity is simply saying self-consciously, I'm not fearful. I know that God got me and he can handle it. Don't run from adversity. Run to God. It's also saying, it's also declaring that not only saying that I don't have, I'm not fearful and my faith is in God, is also saying that I know that the mighty God, I'm in his hands, and he can handle it, and he can help me, and he can take me through the situation. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm standing on the word of God. He would never told me to cast all my cares upon him because he cared for me. He tells us to cast all our cares, not some. Nothing is too small for him. Cast all our cares upon him because he cared for us. He tells us that because, hallelujah, he wants to take the cares of life off of us, take the weight off of us. The Bible said, lay aside every weight. Come unto me, all ye that labored and heavy laden. He said, I give you rest. In other words, give it to him. Give it to him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. These months that passed, if it had not been for me giving it all to him, I'd be somewhere in the corner rocking. Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 4 and 16, let us come boldly. You know why I said boldly? Boldly means, oh yeah, I know where my help come from. Hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, years ago, I in Chicago, I didn't back down from that. Mama said, don't start no fight. And then my father said, don't you start no fight. But don't you run from me either. And I saw my brother getting beat up. Shoot. I don't care who it is. I'm jumping in this. And so when my brother saw me coming up, oh, he was fine. He knew it was getting ready to be handled. And that's how I feel. When God tells us to come boldly to him, oh, I know God's going to handle this. He tells us, come boldly unto the throne of grace. Grace. Unmerited favor. His ability. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly? Saying, I know God can handle it. I know he got me. Hallelujah. That we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I need him every second of the day. I say that because it was a song, an old song that mother, back to old saying, mother song, and she switch it up. It said, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Mother said, I need thee every second. She hear that song, she said, every second. Every second of the day. when you see the armies of problems coming your way, cry out unto the Lord. I'm talking about adversity of life. How to handle adversity of life? Don't say you ain't got no trouble. I already told you what Job says in 14:1. Man that is born of a woman, mankind, born of a woman is a fool of trouble. Of a few days and full of trouble. So I don't care if you old, young, black, white, it don't matter. Your financial status or whatever. You got some trouble. So when you get problems and the adversity of the life, cry out unto God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the word said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against them. Hallelujah. That's enough to give God the praise. We read that Peter had a sea of trouble. And the Bible says, when he was drowning, he cried out to the Father. He cried out to the Lord himself. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand, pulled him out of safety. Immediately. We may not have some immediately's. I know some of us, we have to rock in that weight. One another mother favorite scriptures is Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Go on and wait on. It might not be immediately. You might feel like you're drowning and going down. But hold on. Hallelujah. God will stretch forth his hand and bring you out of it. His hands is not short that he cannot save. But you may not have it immediately. But you wait on him. Job had to wait. That's a song, y'all. I'm old school. I'm old school. I'm telling my age. Job waited on the Lord. Why can't I, Lord? Why can't I? Y'all don't know that. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hey, wait on him. Job waited. And God delivered him and blessed him. Yeah, adversities of life. Expect it to happen. Don't run from God. Run to him. Hey. And the Bible lets us know that Jesus said in his word in St. John 6:33, again, our scripture for the day, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you shall have peace. Yeah, you might have peace if you go through. But in this world, you shall no doubt have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He says, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. That's enough to give God the praise. Amen. God bless you. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for being there for us. We thank you, Lord God, that we are in your hands and nothing shall pluck us out. Lord God, we thank you for a place to go, a secret place that we can hide under the shadows of your Almighty, where there's safety at. Lord God, we thank you. Oh, that we can come boldly, not worry about a thing, knowing that you, hallelujah, can handle it. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. If we can keep our mind stayed on you, we shall have perfect peace. We rest in you, Lord God. We have peace in the midst of this troublesome world. Tribulation, trouble. We look around there. Yeah, there's trouble everywhere. Hallelujah. But we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to the hills for whence comes our help, knowing that all our help comes from you, which made heaven and earth. We thank you, Lord God, for strength on today. We're not worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. You omnipresent. You are already there in trouble. Hallelujah. Before we even get in there, you are already there. So we thank you, Lord God, for being a shepherd, being a father, and a bishop of our soul. Continue to have your way in our lives. Lord God, I ask you to strengthen your people throughout the land. Hallelujah. From four corners of the world, our family, our friends, our children, our co-workers. Lord God, the household of faith, strengthen us, Lord God. They have tried even in the past to try to hush up your word. You are the word. Hallelujah. Your word shall go forth and accomplish that it was sent to do. It won't return unto you void. Can't stop your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. Continue to have your way in our life. In the name of Jesus. And the people of God says, amen, 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 amen. Well, I pray that something was said that has encouraged your heart. And I pray, hallelujah, that you have a blessed and wonderful day and a prosperous week in the Lord. Now, in my closing, you already know, if you have followed me anytime, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. Hallelujah. You all be blessed. Share. Amen. And only take a moment to share. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Share the word of God. Because there's life in the word of God. You all be blessed.